Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. Gaby Moreno left Guatemala for the United States when she was a teen to pursue a musical career. It worked out. Since then, she's released 5 full-length albums and earned a Grammy nomination and 2 Latin Grammy nominations, which led to a win in 2012 when she took home the Latin Grammy for Best New Artist. She's toured with Ani DiFranco, Tracy Chapman, and is a frequent guest on public radio's Live From Here with Chris Thiele. Even if you're not familiar with her yet, chances are you've heard at least one of her songs and it's gotten stuck in your head. Does this ring any bells? That's right, Gaby Moreno wrote the theme song for Parks and Recreation. She has a new album ready to go. It will be released this fall, and it's called Spangled. Gaby Moreno will be performing at the Prospect Park Bandshell as part of the Brick Celebrate Brooklyn Festival tonight at 7:30 p.m., and the concert is free. But right now, she's in WNYC's CR3 studio. Gaby, welcome to All of It.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So you're going to kick us off with a song?
Sure.
It's Oh Me?
Yeah.
This is Gaby Moreno.
Oh, me, I have lost my only love. Oh, me, bells are ringing from above. Oh, me, only time will tell, so surrender. Oh, me, no one hears the rage inside but me. Only tears and sighs apart. And errors face to face. Oh, don't we deserve a second chance? Oh, me, I bet you could never give to break this veil. Oh, me, sailing on the same old sea. Oh, me, we could only wait and see. Oh, me.
My guest is Gaby Moreno. So, Gaby, I've seen it written in a couple of places that your musical career began with a trip to New York
as a kid. Yes.
What was that trip?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say my musical career, but just I discovered what would become my big love for blues and jazz and soul music. I came when I was 13 years old with my family, just on a vacation trip, they knew that I loved musicals, so they took me to Broadway to see a couple of musicals. And then we were walking down the street in Times Square, and I heard this woman who was just busking, and she was singing something that I had never heard before, meaning like a type of song, a type of singing that was so foreign to me, and I was so drawn by it that I came up to her and I asked her what that music was, and she just said to me, "Oh, that's the blues, honey." And that was it. I was hooked.
That's so interesting. So once you learned what the blues are,
yeah.
what were some of the first artists that you decided you really needed to know more about?
So I remember asking my mom to take me to a record store. What a concept. There were record stores back then. And there was the blues aisle, and I went crazy, and I just bought compilation CDs because I didn't know who to start listening to. And I remember some of the first artists that I heard were Coco Taylor, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Big Mabel Smith, and then I went in, you know, deep into the rabbit hole, and from then just discovered, you know, jazz and soul and everything that's related to it, you know, all these wonderful genres that come here from the U.S.
I had this image of this tiny little thing with pulling out a Muddy Waters CD.
Yes. Like,
and you're bringing them up to the register and the,
I know. And then the funnier part was that I would bring those CDs home and just lock myself in my room, and my parents were like, "What is that music you're listening to?" You know, it was just so unlike anything that people hear down there. So, yeah.
Spanish is your first language, but you started singing in English. Why was that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started singing, of course, in Spanish when I was 5-6 years old. I was singing classical music. I got into, like, you know, the Disney songs, musicals, and then of course anything that was playing on the radio, which was mostly music coming from Mexico, like, you know, pop music from Mexico. But then when I discovered blues and I really started listening to that, I said to myself, this is sort of like what I want to do. So I decided to also start writing in English because I thought that sounded more authentic with those genres. At that time, I didn't realize that it could be so unique and special to also try it in Spanish. But I didn't for a while. I moved to the States and I was still just exclusively writing in English. And it wasn't until maybe 5 or 6 years after I arrived here that I said, you know what, I need to, like, stop denying my roots and just give it a go and see, you know, first of all, see if I like it, if I still feel like it's honest. And and I just remember writing those first songs in Spanish and feeling good about it. And then someone said to me, you know what, you really ought to try doing something bluesy but in Spanish. And I was like, oh my god, no way, how is that gonna sound? But I said, I say this a lot to myself, you just gotta try things out, and if it doesn't work out, then you know. So I did, and I was happy with it. And then when I was performing these songs live, I would get the reaction from the audience, and they would come up to me and tell me that they really were liking those songs, so yeah, that was good.
My guest is Gabby Moreno. Now, you came to the U.S. when you were about 18 or 19, is that right?
18, yeah.
Where did you decide to locate?
So I went straight to Los Angeles because I was signed by a label. I was signed by Warner Brothers in the U.S., not Warner Latin. They asked me to move to L.A., to sort of like begin my, you know, my recording career there. But they said that they couldn't sponsor me for a visa, which was crazy. So then I was like, how am I supposed to come here to the States? So with the advance that they paid me, because, you know, another concept back then. Labels were still paying artists big advances. I was able to pay for a music school, so I got a student visa, and I got to go to these to these classes and of course learn more, and I got to meet some other musicians. And the label thing didn't work out. After a month, I was dropped out because a new president came in then, and he just decided to get rid of all the new signings. This was a very common story back in the day.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I lived through that whole process of going from, you know, signing with major labels to being completely on my own and having to upload my music to the internet. What? You know, MySpace? What is that? So yeah, I went through that whole transition.
What did you learn about the music industry that you keep from that period that you keep in mind today?
That it's so important to just be yourself and be very honest with your work, and you know, maintain your just keep your integrity and keep your essence intact, and not let anybody else tell you what you can or can't do. Because I had a lot of that, and when I started not listening to those people was when things really started taking off.
What was the first moment you knew that things were taking off?
When I first released my first album was called Still the Unknown, and it's mainly in English, but it has a couple of songs in Spanish. And I did it with friends. It was produced by my good friend Jay Belros, who's an incredible drummer, and we recorded it in his house. And shortly after I released this album, it was heard by Tracy Chapman, and she asked me to go on tour with her. And that was the first time I ever, you know, toured. So that was really exciting for me. And I just remember thinking like, wow, this is big. And, you know, such a big artist like herself is giving, you know, someone who's just starting a huge opportunity. And the other thing was, yeah, I was singing these. I was going by myself, just me and my guitar, opening for her. And I was singing some of these songs from my new album, of course, but I was also doing some traditional Spanish songs, and just the reaction that I was getting from the audiences was amazing. Like, they would come up to me and say, like, you know, your English songs are great, but oh my God, what about that Spanish song? Even though they had no idea what I was saying, because these were mainly American audiences I was singing to. That just felt like very special and unique. And that's when I said to myself, okay, this is who I'm going to be, you know, a bilingual artist.
My guest is Gabby Moreno. Gabby, will you play another song for us?
Sure.
Till Walking Light?
Okay, so this is a new song.
Oh, exciting.
I have not recorded it yet. So, yeah.
Let's check it out.
There we go. It's called Till Waking Light. Wandering in the darkness, 'neath the moonlight, still in harvest, shining down. Weary souls are searching for a shelter somewhere far from broken ground. We don't know what's coming or what lies beyond the bend, holding to each other while we can, till waking light. Soft breeze whispers gently while the roaring of the engine shakes our hearts. Deep despair and silence, praying fate won't ever find us apart. All of the unknowing has us bursting at the seams. Darling, we are still safe in our dreams. Till waking light. Fuerte ruge el en tu mirar. Ay, pobre de mi alma, que no encuentra la calma solo en tu mirar. Claro es tu remanso como el cielo que te di, cielo que hoy se pinta carmesí. Que hacia el alba quebrar. Oh, 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 oh. Upon us, baby, don't you weep. We'll be carried upon freedom's wings, and we'll fly away till waking light. Till waking light.
My guest is Gabby Moreno, who will be performing tonight at BRIC Celebrate Brooklyn Festival in Prospect Park. The concert's free, by the way, for folks. Gabby, so I want to ask you about some of your work that's outside of your recording, your personal recording.
Yeah.
I have to ask you about Parks and Rec.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right. For people who don't know, you wrote the theme song for Parks and Rec, the TV show.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Yeah, that was an odd one. Just, you know, so people know, I had never done anything for television before that. And I haven't done anything since then. So it was like just like this one-off thing that was really a lucky strike. I got an email saying that they were looking for a new theme song for this TV show with Amy Poehler. And they sent the description of the show. And I mean, I just read 30-second instrumental, and something kind of clicked in me and said, you know what, let's just give it a go. Why not? You know, what do you got to lose? And I picked up my guitar. It was this guitar, actually. I remember it so well. And literally the first thing that came to my mind was just... Anyways, and so I said, wow, maybe I have something here. And but I thought this is not gonna work if I send it to them with just my guitar. And just, you know, I didn't want it to be like a folk song. So I contacted a friend of mine, Vincent Jones, an incredible musician, keyboard player, and he and I finished it, and he put all the orchestral sounds, and then we sent it in, and we waited and waited, and finally we heard back that you made it to the final 60. and we were like, oh my God, this is getting real. And then 2 weeks later, we get a call saying that we got it. So yeah, wild.
That's such a crazy story.
Yeah. And it's one of my favorite shows, really. I know I'm biased, but I was really watching every single episode, and I just got hooked, and I just adore that show so much.
Amy Poehler is...
Of course, she's a genius.
She's so great. Her book is so good, too.
Yes.
Her book is really, really
yes,
good.
Yes, it is.
Since 2016, you've been regularly featured on American Public Media's Live From Here.
Yes.
How did that come about?
About 5 years ago, I opened for Punch Brothers, which, you know, Chris Thiele is part of.
And he hosts the show.
Yeah. And so then he contacted me saying that he was going to be hosting, you know, a Prairie Home Companion, which is what it was called back then, and just asked me to come in and be his duet partner. And of course, how can you say no to that, you know? First of all, how can you say no to Chris Thiele? I mean, the guy is a musical genius, and I just, every single time I get to sing with him, it's just, he just takes me back to school, man. It's so, yeah, it's just an amazing experience every single time. So very, very grateful to have done it on and off for the last 2 years. Yeah.
Someone else who's a musical genius you worked with is on your new record, Van Dyke Parks.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. Oh, I love Van Dyke. And this record has been almost 10 years in the making.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah, I met him about 10 years ago in LA through just mutual friends in our music community. And he and I started talking about songs from Latin America. And he, this is something a lot of people may not know, but he loves that music. He was telling me, he was introducing me to music that I had never heard of, from Paraguay and from Mexico. And he told me that in the 60s, him and his brother Carson would tour up and down the coast of California playing these songs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I thought that was just so charming, you know, to think of, you know, these two boys from Mississippi singing in Spanish. And so then he said, you know, we ought to do a record together someday.
That's amazing. I mean, for people who don't know, Van Dyke Parks produced U2 and Brian Wilson.
Yeah, he did all the, he's done arrangements for U2, for Skrillex, for Joanna Newsom. But yes, he's also produced Ry Cooder's first album, Randy Newman's first album. And of course, more well known for all the work he did with Brian Wilson, mm-hmm. for the album Smile. And he also wrote lyrics for the song Surf's Up and Heroes and Villains. Among many other things.
What did you learn from him?
Oh my goodness. What haven't I learned from him? First of all, being in the studio, I just had to be on my toes, because all the parts he arranged for the orchestra, it's an orchestral album, by the way, but he also arranged all my vocal parts. So I'm almost like another instrument in this orchestra. And so being in the studio with him was just wild. Just getting to sing all, you know, all these harmonies that he hears in his head, that he probably thinks like, oh yeah, it's so natural. And for me, it was like, whoa, wait a second, what is that again? And so that was incredible. I loved working with him in the studio. It took us many hours, but it was so worth it. And I really hope people enjoy this album just as much as we did making it.
My guest is Gabby Moreno. Your forthcoming album is called Spangled. And as soon as you hear that, I'm going to assume there's some political songs on it?
Yeah. Not everything is political on this record, by the way. It's the title Van Dyke came up with, and, you know, he loves puns. He loves play on words. And two of the it's kind of like going back to like Spanglish. We love that word. We love using that word. And you can definitely say that this record has that. But I'm also singing in Portuguese. So I don't know. We got to come up with a new word. That's Spanglishese.
That's so interesting. I have to stop for a minute. I did not go to the Spanglish. I went to Star Spangled Banner, right?
Right, which is the play on words. So
okay,
Spangled,
that's
with
the pun.
Spanglish.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, we're there.
So there's two songs on this album that that talk about the immigration issues, mm-hmm. or just the topic of being an immigrant and the border. So one of them is the song Across the Borderline that we just released, and which is a song written by Ry Cooder back in the 80s for the movie The Border with Jack Nicholson. And then the other song is called The Immigrants, which was written in the late 90s by a calypso artist by the name of David Rutter, who was living here in New York and heard about this horrible, brutal attack on an immigrant by the police and Abner Louima from Haiti. And so he wrote the song, The Immigrants. And that was a song that I hadn't heard of, and Van Dyke brought to my attention, and he said, you know what, this is a very powerful statement. Even to this day, we're gonna adapt it, because obviously, you know, we can't talk about police brutality, but I mean, we could, but we wanted to make it more about immigrants in the entire United States. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the first line says, of the original song, said, "So much trouble in the home of the brave and the land of the NYPD." So we changed that to "the land of the free," to make it, you know, more about the just how immigrants, especially Latin immigrants, are being targeted.
Are you involved in politics at home in Guatemala at all? Do you pay attention to it?
Pay attention to it. I read the news. Not involved. No, I wouldn't. I would never want to get involved. But yes, I do. I do hear about what's happening down there, and it, you know, it's troublesome. It worries me, and I feel powerless and wish I could do more. Yeah, it's scary.
Do you go back?
I do. My whole family lives there. So I go two to three times a year.
And do you perform there? Or just for...
Every year I do a festival called Gabby Moreno and Friends. Very similar to what I'm going to be doing in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I bring two artists that are not that well known in Guatemala to perform like a 20-minute acoustic set, and then I do songs with them. And I've had the Milk Carton Kids, I've had Sarah Watkins, and actually this year I'm going to have Chris Thiele and Lucius.
Nice.
So it's exciting to bring them to my country, show them a little bit of where I come from and my culture, and also I want people down there to be exposed to new music that they normally wouldn't hear live living there.
My guest is Gabby Moreno. We'll have more with Gabby after a quick break. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest this hour is Gabby Moreno. The name of her new album is going to be called Spangled. And I've got the track list here. And so it's in Spanish and English. And you said Portuguese?
Yes. I sing two songs in Portuguese. Phonetically. I don't speak Portuguese.
And I'm looking at it's a really interesting mix. Songs from 1914, mm-hmm. 1955, mm-hmm. 1967, 2000.
Yep.
What went into the track list?
You know, we were just going back and forth with Van Dyke. He would send me songs. I would send him songs. Once we had 10 songs, we thought, okay, we got ourselves an album. And it felt good. And we wanted to represent different parts of the Americas. We call it, it's a Pan-American album. I know here in the States, people, you know, think of North America as one continent, South America as another continent. But in Guatemala, we're taught that America is a whole continent, you know, north, central, south, the Caribbean, and so we just wanted to represent all of that. So there's songs from the U.S., there's songs from Brazil, there's songs from Venezuela, from Puerto Rico, from Peru, Mexico. There's one of my songs, so there's your Guatemalan song.
Who are guests on the album?
So the single that we just released today is called Across the Borderline, and it's a duet with Jackson Brown. Also features a little guest guitar solo by the man himself, Ry Cooter, who wrote the song. Also features one of my all-time favorite drummers, Jim Keltner, Leland Sklar on bass. And the album cover was done by Klaus Voorman, who not only is an incredible bass player, you can hear him on Plastic Ono Band by John Lennon, but he is also the guy who designed the album cover for Revolver by the Beatles. So legendary. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is one.
These are all friends of Van Dyke's, and it was just really an honor to have them be a part of this project.
My guest is Gabby Moreno. Tonight, she will be at the Prospect Park Bandshell at 7:30 as part of the Brick Celebrate Brooklyn Festival. It is free. Before you go, would you play one more song for us?
Sure.
What are you going to play?
Do you want me to do the
new
single?
Song? Yeah.
Okay.
This was just released today.
It was just released, and just, you know, you're going to hear the bare bones acoustic version of it because... Well, once you hear it, you'll realize, I mean, it has the whole orchestra behind it, and of course, Jackson.
So that's exciting. People can hear both.
Yeah. There's a place where I've been told every street is paved with gold, and it's just across the borderline. And when it's time to take your turn, here's a lesson that you must learn. You could lose more than you'll ever hope to find. When you reach the broken promised land, every dream slips through your hand, then you'll know it's too late to change your mind. You've paid a price to come so far, just to wind up where you are, and you're still just across the borderline. En la triste oscuridad, hoy tenemos que cruzar este río que nos llama más allá. But hope remains when pride is gone, and it keeps you moving on. Now tell me, who's the next to cross the borderline? And when you reach the broken promised land, every dream slips through your hands, then you'll know it's too late to change your mind. You've paid the price to come so far, just to wind up where you are, and you're still just across the borderline. Now you're still just across the borderline.
That was Gabby Moreno, who will be performing at the Prospect Park Bandshell tonight at 7:30 as part of the Brick Celebrate Brooklyn Festival. You just heard a beautiful acoustic version of the song Across the Borderline, which is off her forthcoming album, Spangled. The studio version was just released today, so before we go, we thought we'd share a bit of it with you. This is Gabby Moreno and Van Dyke Parks featuring Jackson Brown.
When you reach the broken promised land, you'll know it's too late to change your mind.
secret.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.